In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Best and rarest of what I do. What I do best isn't very nice.
The Comic Culture Radio Show. Chris Owen, Walter DeRiley.
Excelsior!
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. To hear the lamentation of the women.
And hey, welcome to Comic Culture. We're the radio show.
You know, you'd think that after like a month off, you'd be able to say that a little bit better.
No, okay, I've been practicing the whole
flipping holidays. He's out of routine, though.
Hey, listen, we're the radio show. The Champions, the local comic book shop. Too many shiz in there. We broadcast at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, podcast at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter. No. I am not. I am still Slurpee Jones.
Still Slurpee Jones.
I am. And what the hell am I?
I'm an Overstreet Advisor.
Overstreet Advisor, yes.
All right. And I am Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College. And of course, on my left, we have Shecky Feldstein, producer of the show. Shecky.
Producer extraordinaire.
Sure.
I can't wait to start another new year with the antics that could only happen and transpire on this show.
Absolutely. Yeah. And on my right, of course, we have the young buck, Andrew Roebuck, doing the engineering thing for the show. Well, I know we're a little out of touch here. You know, here we are, 2014, first show of the brand new year. How are you doing? Are you doing okay? I see you're playing with your phone.
I got this new stopwatch feature, and I'm trying to figure out how much time we have left.
About 59 minutes.
Because the show's flying. Yeah. Doing all right, Chris.
I'm surprised you're able to say stopwatch feature.
Hey, I might be offside. Listen, doing good. Feeling good. Slurpee Jones is in the house for another, I think, 3 weeks.
A little more Slurpee for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then I get this dumb thing out.
Okay.
I get this big thing out of my mouth.
Yeah, you've had that.
I had this thing in my mouth for a long time.
You must be really getting tired of it.
No, I'm actually kind of liking it now.
You're still enjoying
it? Anyway, so, you know, the speech impediment, that being as it is.
Yes.
I'm still here. We're still here to talk about comic books.
Yes, we are.
And what are we doing? We're enriching the listenership's lives.
We are. And we're also championing the local comic book shop. We are here to talk about comics and the industry news and everything that's all about comics,
all
and comic
stuff.
Culture.
Yeah,
the show is called Comic Culture, after all.
It is.
But you know what? Before we get involved in that, you know, well, how was your holidays? Did you have a good holiday?
It was great, Chris. I had a great holiday. Good. Rest, relaxation.
Good.
Yourself.
Terrible.
Nice.
Yeah.
Listen, nice to hear.
Yeah, I had some things, you know, being a homeowner isn't always great. Had a few things happen, flooding basements and pipes bursting and all that kind of fun stuff. Good times were had by all.
Yeah, well, you know what? As they say in the mafioso movies, these things happen.
Yeah, it's very true. No. They really do. Listen, we are here to talk about comics, so I think we should just dive right in and talk about new this week.
All right.
Suck it back there, Walt.
Yeah, I am.
Slurpee. Shecky, do we have any sponsors for new this week?
Absolutely we do, Christopher. So we are actually going to look at our first sponsor of the new year.
All right. Well, who's our first sponsor?
It's actually Tic Tacs. Mm. Keep your breath fresh with one of our tacks.
Really? Yeah. Oh, all right.
I don't get it.
I'm sure there's a joke.
It's a winter thing, I'm sure. It's cool and refreshing.
No, I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah.
There's not supposed to be a joke.
Yeah. Right.
It'll hit me on the way home, Chris.
Why would they want to insult themselves?
Well, listen.
Fair enough.
Speak.
They're rad. They can do whatever the hell they want with it.
All right. Well, here's something that's not so insulting. There's a couple of this week's new comics. I'm going to start off with Marvel. We've got Marvel Thunderbolts number 20.
Thunderbolts and lightning. And very, very frightening.
Me.
Galileo.
Galileo.
Galileo. Magnifico.
So Thunderbolts, this is part of a new storyline called No Mercy. Number one. This is the number one of the new storyline.
Number who?
Number one.
Oh.
This is an interesting book, of course, because it has all these characters, all these sort of, you know, I don't want to say lesser known characters, but characters that don't always, aren't always great at having their own book.
Not as known.
Well, they're known, like, you know, like,
They're always going to be the, like, a side character. They're always going to be a supporting role.
Yeah, except for there are a couple characters, like Deadpool's in this. You know, he clearly
can carry
his own book.
A title.
But Red Hulk,
can he carry a tune?
I'm not sure.
But Red Hulk is in this.
I can't.
No.
Pardon? Red Hulk. Yeah, got a dinner.
Never got a dinner.
No.
Venom, you know,
he's a villain.
He's a villain.
He's
right?
His own
is
comic
he still
book,
a villain.
Though. He has his own comic
just
book.
Got canceled.
Yeah, it just got canceled.
Hey,
yeah.
Young
Venom,
Buck, you've just dream-crushed every 13-year-old out there, okay?
Venom's one of those anti-heroes where it's like...
Because Marvel was way better than DC at having the villains kind of turn into, like, Submariner kind of a villain.
Yeah, right.
Punisher's kind of a villain.
Yeah.
They all start off as villains.
Yeah. But then they realize how cool they are, so
they
make them heroes.
And then kind of anti.
Well, and speaking of which, so Punisher's in this, Venom's in this, even Deadpool was a villain.
Right.
Right?
Oh.
Electro was a villain, and she's in this. So all these villain ex villains are kind of in this. Although funny, I think I'm kind of up on new comics, but I didn't even realize that there's, you know how there's like a Red Hulk and a Red She-Hulk. I did not know that there was a Red Leader as well. I was not aware of it.
Red Leader.
Same guy, just Red now.
Yeah,
but they're calling him Red Leader.
Well, what was he before?
He's got that.
Green Leader.
Yeah. Was he in Star Wars?
The leader. Yeah, Red Leader. Red 5, Red Leader. Yeah, so anyways, interesting looking book. Ghost Rider's in it and all these other cool characters in it. Great artwork. It looks like, I don't want to give too much away, but it kind of looks like Ghost Rider brings his team to hell.
Ghost Rider's in
so,
the
night. Don't want to give too much away, though, but it looks like
don't
a great
give
book.
It away. No. Chris, this is Thunderbolts.
Number 20.
Number 1. No, number 20.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah.
Hey, after I slurp, I want to say that this is available at your local comic book shop.
Good for you.
Because you've never said that before. I don't think no one's. Well, it's the first time you've said it in the new year, Walt.
Listen,
congratulations.
That's right. First of many.
This is it. Yeah. Listen, here we go. We got Superman Wonder Woman number 4. This is a very interesting book to me because this is like a soap opera. On the cover, we have a shattered window pane, and it has Superman and Wonder Woman, of course, embracing each other, almost kissing.
Oh,
and it's like they're saying the secret's out that you know the love is in the air.
Mm.
You know what's going to happen?
Chris, do you like soaps? Do you enjoy watching your stories?
No, I watch my stories. You know,
no,
I do not. I like comic book soap operas, but then, you know, well, because really comic books are kind of soap operas.
Ever listen to Fan 590, the sports station? Every week they have Victor Newman's Sunday's Picks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
Uh huh.
Anyway. Well, Chris.
Yeah, that was a great segue. Mm-hmm. Listen, we got, in the double page spread.
Oh,
in this
God.
What is this, a Playboy?
It almost is, right?
Look at that spread.
Yeah, we've got Wonder Woman and Superman in a heartfelt kissing embrace.
Hold on. Show me that thing again.
Show it to
you're talking
him,
about
Chris.
The comic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to go out here, okay?
Go out.
Come out finally.
Oh, but look at both of them, right? They're all doing their thing.
Yeah.
But then look at the imagery. It's like trying to attract you to look at both of their butts.
Yeah, it really is. The way
and
they draw it.
Superman with the absolute chiseled bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look how hard Superman is. He's like steel.
He is. He's like a man of steel.
And you've got her wearing like the booty shorts that's just the butt's popping.
It is.
It's like
big butts popping.
It's comic book Playboy right there.
Comic porn.
Comic
porn. That's what it is right there.
But, you know, there are a few people that don't like this, namely...
Who doesn't like comic porn, Chris?
Well, okay,
but
we'll just hold on a second here. I'm talking about the in general, because clearly, later on in the book, I don't want to give too much away, but your favorite caped crusader does become
don't
involved.
Don't give it away.
And there's
Superman? Superman becomes involved in his own book?
Fights ensue. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Listen, there is no better story to be told in comic books and movies and Harlequin romances than the love triangle.
That is very true. Very true. Yeah. Listen. Mm. And that is Superman Wonder Woman number 4, and that is available at your local comic book retailer today.
Hey, excellent.
All right. Next up, I've got two. Normally I only have one sort of, you know, alternate comic, but I got
today
two.
You have two.
Today I got two.
New wow. Year, new things.
New Year, new things, exactly. And I've got two brand new number ones. Actually, one of them is not so brand new after all.
Ooh.
However, I'm going to go with the brand new one, and that is Black Dynamite by IDW number 1. All out action with the super bad.
Is it
super bad?
Is it spelled like dynamite?
No, it's just dynamite, not dino. Because now this is, of course, based on the Michael Jai. I don't know, Michael Jai.
Michael Jai Fox.
Michael Jai White. I don't know if
Michael
I say
Jai.
Fox? Jai.
Jai of Turkey.
This Jai is based Fox. On the Michael Jai White movie with the movie of the same name.
Yeah.
Black Dynamite. Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
Great movie. Great
no.
movie. Awesome.
No.
Awesome movie.
Does the cover of that book represent what the movie's about?
Kind of, yeah.
A guy
kinda.
With a headband with nunchucks?
Yeah. It's okay. Like as if it was the 1970s, but it's
love
not.
It. It's like
thing.
Bruce Lee, but not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. It's a great, great movie. I highly recommend it for all of you out there. And
I don't like it.
You know how you've never seen it. You haven't even seen the comic yet. How could you say you don't like it?
Yeah, but because you like it, I don't
no,
think we
I'm
like
saying,
it.
I'm saying getting mileage off the Black Dynamite concept today.
Right. But Black Dynamite is a relatively new comic. A relatively new movie.
I know, but they're tapping into something that is passé.
Well, they're gone.
It's not like today's society. That's irrelevant.
But think about all the people. Okay, hold on. I'm going to challenge you on this.
I accept the challenge.
The challenge.
Challenge on the field.
That's like saying, what's the point of putting out Batman comics? Because those things existed in 1930s. So why would you possibly put them out today?
No.
That's not the same
Batman
thing.
Batman is a vigilante. How do you say that?
I'm going to let
vigilant.
You know vigilant. With your thing in your mouth, you can say things however you want.
Listen. And he adapts with the times, right? So the Batman is a guy in society.
Unlike
society
Black Dynamite.
Changes.
Okay.
No, but the whole concept of Black Dynamite
timeless,
is that late 60s, early 70s.
Walter is saying that character is a timeless character, whereas
Black Dynamite
is a periodical character.
Is a periodical
What about
character?
Luke Cage?
Well, okay, they're morphing Luke Cage into Luke Cage, who happens to be a black guy.
What's not
right?
What's wrong with making... Maybe this comic is meant to be set in the 70s. What's
okay,
wrong with
that's
that?
Well, different.
Well, let's be fair. That guy on the cover doesn't even look black.
I'm
so.
Just saying, you know, you haven't even given it a shot, and
you're
already
right.
dissing it.
You're right.
Just because it's taking something that I know you hold near and dear to your heart, which is black exploitation movies.
Well, you know what? There was a time, you know... those movies were kind of fun and cool, and they were very kind of that moment and of that time, and I really enjoyed them.
Right.
And I don't know. Obviously, if it's a period piece, I can't say. See, you're making me say stuff I can't say. I hate it. If it's a period piece, that's fine. But if it's kind of, in today's world, the Black Dynamite concept, I just don't.
Okay,
I don't know
well,
I mean.
Let me just help you out with this.
All right, help
the
me
very,
out.
The very, very first. Caption, like, you know, like, what do you call it?
Caption,
I guess you call it. Is it says Havana, Cuba, 1976.
Right on.
So it's meant to be set in the 70s.
I get it now. I like
right?
it. I mean, that's a good book, Chris.
You know what?
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
And not only is this book, you know, a great book, but it also has inks by Sal Buscema.
Wow.
So, you know, here's a guy from the who did a lot of work in the 70s doing a book about the 70s.
Oh, I love it.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You didn't even like it 5 seconds ago. I am
I love it now.
I'm disgusted by you.
No, I
you
love it. I love it. I love it. Listen, Sal is great. Sal did he did a whole bunch of stuff. Personal plug. I wrote a blog or what the hell you call it? Column for Undervalued Spotlight. This week
Column,
for comicbookdaily.com.
Yeah.
And I picked a book that was drawn by Sal Buscema. So there you go.
Oh, well, look at that.
All right.
So you actually know who I'm talking about.
Black Dynamite from IDW, number one.
Number one.
Is available at your local comic book shop.
All right. And as my last choice here, this is a book that I honestly never thought I would ever see in reprint again. It's a reprint. Miracle Man number one. Now this book, this book originally came out in the 1980s. Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm wondering.
Here's the thing.
Now, I know who the original writer is.
Who
it says in the, when you look at the credits in this book, It says under story, under writer, guess who it says?
Joss Whedon.
No. It says original writer.
Oh.
Because the original writer of this book was Alan Moore.
Of course.
But he is not allowing his name to be given to the reprint of the book. However, Marvel now owns the rights to this comic, to the character, to everything.
Wow.
To the reprints. But he will not acknowledge that it's being reprinted, so he is asked to have his name taken off of the reprints. So instead of just putting it on there and disrespecting him, they're, where it says story, they're saying the original writer.
Okay. All right.
So does that mean he wants nothing to do with it?
Pretty much.
Okay. Hold on. Like this, what's his name again?
Alan Moore.
Alan Moore, yeah. This guy, Alan Moore, this guy with the beard, right?
Yeah,
he thinks
yeah.
he's like a hobbit or something, right?
I think he's a wizard.
A wizard yeah. or whatever.
He thinks he's
David Geldof or something
like
that, right?
I think so, yeah.
So what's up with him? Okay, he wrote.
He wrote.
He wrote a couple cool comics in the 80s.
Yeah.
And now he thinks like his poop don't stink and then nobody's allowed to kind of revisit the stuff and enjoy it and maybe adapt it, and maybe do something new with it. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm too cool. My stuff is too cool. My stuff is so good nobody else can touch it. I don't get it with him. You know what? Relax. I don't know what he's doing. You know, he's out there in his bare feet, smoking his whatever he's smoking.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's got some sort of attitude against society in general.
Well, you're probably right.
I don't like it.
However, I don't know for sure. I don't know the guy.
Neither do I.
But here,
I'm just speculating.
Here's what I will say. What I don't understand is he's written all these great things, and I don't know if he's trying to stand up for the fact that, you know, he's like maybe he's a true artist or I don't know what, but he always says that the things that he wrote were meant to be of its time and meant to be of only for comic books. So that's why he doesn't like it when they take his comics and they try to produce a movie out of it, because he always says, well, it wasn't meant to be a movie, it was meant to be a comic, and that's how I wrote it and should stay like that. Hmm. I don't know if he doesn't like...
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard, really.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
No, listen, I work with Chris. I've heard some stupid things.
Okay, there you go.
But this truly is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I've written a story that can only be told at a certain time, I wrote it of that time, and it has to kind of be idolized for that time, and it can't be expanded on, or it can't be adapted, or it can't be, you know what I mean, like come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah, you're right.
Why can't his stuff be why can't something new happen to his stuff? Why can't people bounce off of his stuff?
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? As they should, but I think he doesn't like anybody else toying around with his ideas and his creations.
How many ideas did he steal from ideas?
I
don't know, the Bible, Dickens.
Great question.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, Miracle Man is very, very... it's kind of based on Captain Marvel,
mm-hmm.
because Miracle Man has the miracle. You know, he's alluded to Miracle Man family. Even the first page, it talks about the Miracle Man family, just like Captain Marvel had the Marvel family.
Right.
In fact, Captain Marvel had Shazam as his
as his
sort of saying, and Miracle Man has Kimota, and that's his sort of saying. Right. So
what you're saying is, instead of Marvel putting this out and maybe paying him royalties, they should be suing him. Is that what we're saying? Are we going to start suing him?
It wouldn't be Marvel. It would be DC, but yeah.
Oh.
Because DC, Captain Marvel actually...
Oh, it's Marvel too. Oh, I see what we're doing here. So can we just start a lawsuit? I don't care who's suing who.
Is that what's happening? At any rate, having said all of this, I'm going to say Miracle Man is a great comic. It really is. It's a comic that people should be reading. It was revolutionary for its time, and it's extremely hard to get in reprints, and that's the only way, in original issues.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you're going to get it up until now. So I am glad to see that this book
Chris,
is out again.
I don't want to spend too much more time on this because it's just one comic.
Yeah.
But the game in Miracle Man just as good as the Moore Miracle Man?
I would say no, but I think they're good. I still think they're very good.
All right.
I think young Shecky here has
them. I got one, as always.
Yep.
This is my book of the new year. It's a doozy.
It's a doozy.
And it'll be very short. We'll keep this quick because, I don't pick books to actually go on about what the context
Fair
and the
enough.
Underlying thing is like you, apparently.
Hey, well, it's part of
anyway,
the show.
I picked Egos, E-G-O, and then with a small S.
I like
you know,
it.
So it's like ego, you know, apostrophe. Anyway, number one. So that stands for Earth Galactic Operatives. Now, of course, I don't pick books for any reason other than
no.
because of what the title says to me. It's got to speak to me.
Right.
So I've got, like, these bad drawings. The cover is all pastel blues and pinks. Okay?
Okay.
And the whole book, it has poor detail, in my mind, for artistry. But that's not why I picked it.
Why'd you pick it?
I picked it because it's one of those things that, that's in my mind, has racked, you know, questions. So it's Egos.
Yeah.
E-G-O. And it stands for something. Earth Galactic Operatives, right?
Okay.
Doesn't even flow. It's like three separate words
that just go in.
It's... Why is it that comic books and media and pop culture, they have to come up with like an acronym or like a, you know, it's got to be SHIELD, right?
Where yeah.
Where it's S dot H
yeah,
dot
I hear
I
you.
Yeah,
dot,
yeah, 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 yeah.
But it has to make a word. It has to be, you know what? No one would listen or no one would care about the Avengers if they were from, I'm from the Schmeld agency.
Schmeld.
You know? It's like, what the? Yeah. It's a Schmeld.
Yeah,
what?
I agree. You're
you
right.
Know? But,
you're
oh,
right.
SHIELD. Oh, I'm from SHIELD. Oh, it's so neat. I'm... So this whole book is based around a title of something just to sound like it's ego. So I actually looked at this, but I read a little bit, which I don't like doing for comics. But
yeah.
Anyway, since we're on the show.
Yeah.
And it's all young adults with egos. They're all trying
yeah.
to
out- yeah,
and so
yeah.
it just young it fits, right? So oh, I hate that. I hate how the name alludes to what is going on and what the people are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, SHIELD is protecting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand
yeah.
I'm okay
yeah.
with it, but
ego
I'm just saying
is,
I dislike I how that is being used.
I hear you.
Every, you know, every company, every corporation has to form a word with its
just
representative letters,
it.
You know?
Just flipping through it, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't really care
but
for
But, you know, it's not yeah. even that book in particular. I'm just using that as a fueling
yeah.
for the fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's just my bit. I hate how everything's conveniently forms a word.
Yeah, no, you're
you know,
right. You're right. You're right. Everything has to be
yeah.
shortened and made into an you know, anachronism.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay,
all right.
That's
Ego.
It.
Available at a local comic book shop today.
And
you know what? It isn't image number one.
Yes, that's true.
So,
you never know.
For all you speculators out there, run.
Run.
Pastel
run.
On the front.
To your local comic book shop.
All right, listen, let's have a quick musical interlude here, and we're going to then we're going to come back
come
and
on,
we're going to talk about
what
stuff.
What can we possibly play for the first song of the new year from where?
Well, I know you would like to hear a little bit of Krantz, right? So, you know, Slurpee Jones always gets what he wants, so of course we're gonna start with let's go with the scarf.
Oh yeah,
here it comes.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Chris. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was just for you.
Oh,
just
you know, I mean.
And for the audience.
And for the audience. Yeah. I'm sure they were swinging.
Swinging.
Anyway, Krantz is music.
It is.
And Krantz is.
That's very profound.
Yeah.
Krantz is music.
Well, Krantz is good stuff. Anyway, what's next?
Okay, let's go on to
interviews.
Shecky, do you have some small? I know we don't have anybody from Mailbag this week. We do have Mailbag. I'm sorry. Yeah, well, whoa. Who's our Mailbag? Do we have a sponsor or just.
Are you just going to keep backpedaling there?
I'm just asking.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay, yes, we're going into Mailbag. Mailbag is brought to you by Disney. Now we own the rights to everything you love in the world, so don't piss us off or we'll hire Michael Bay for Star Wars.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Nice.
All right.
So there we go.
What do we got for Mailbag?
Mailbag. Oh, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. It's one of your favorites. Dear guys, so for Christmas, some cousin bought me a Scott Pilgrim book as if I'm a 14-year-old boy. In this frustration, I just wished I got a gift card to buy my own stuff. I was just wondering what all the gift cards Walt gets at his shop have been spent on. What's the popular Boxing Week buys? Man, I wish I just got gift cards instead. John Bitterman.
Oh, John Bitterman.
Oh, Johnny John.
Bitterman. Yeah,
Johnny John.
He's the president of the Bitterman Society.
Mm-hmm. Of Canada.
Are you a member yet, Chris?
No. You won't let me in.
Not even close.
John is the president, and he's also a client.
That's very true.
I don't know how that works, but... Yeah. Good question. I really, really, as a producer, Shecky, what's this called? What's this sketch just called again?
Mailbag?
Mailbag, yeah. I wish the mailbags could be directed at Chris for the next couple of weeks while I'm battling with my thing in my mouth. But listen, for Bitterman, though, I'll fight through this.
Yeah, you will.
Bitterman, unfortunately, I don't work the floor. And I really couldn't tell you.
So you have no idea of anything that goes
on?
No.
But fortunately, I do have meetings. Mm. I talk to the people, and you know, they talk to me every now and then. And believe it or not, a lot of gift certificates get cashed in for collectible back issues.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of them.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not even to buy your new books this way. It's for something that's old.
And that's the funny part about it, Shecky, is that people are used to spending their whatever, $20 a week or $10 a week.
They already have that set aside.
They already have that set aside. Yeah. This is kind of found
money. Above and beyond.
And you can see that. And around this time of year, you see guys or girls, they go to the back that you don't normally see go to the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
And you know, that's good because this way, you know, if their new books every week cost them $20, $25, but even if it's $5, you know, they get one book or something like that. Yeah. This gives them something to encourage them to maybe delve into to older stuff that they wouldn't have normally said. Even if it's an investment, right? They say, I got $50 from whatever. I'm not just going to spend it on the bubble gum at the counter and a couple action figures.
Well,
I'll invest it. I got it as a gift. I may as well get a nice investable book.
It's funny you should say that because I actually received a gift card for Big B.
Yeah.
I haven't used it yet, but I was thinking...
That's okay. He won't honor it. Anyway,
so. Yeah, probably not. I don't want to use it for my regular title.
See, there you go.
I want to get some cool old book or something.
Exactly,
like that I wouldn't normally spend $50 on.
And the people that and I will say that there's a fraction of those that absolutely are not interested in the old books. They'll get some sort of deluxe graphic novel thing that they normally
wouldn't get. Something that's still above and beyond.
Yeah, above and beyond. It's always above and beyond. Very little they use it toward their weekly thing.
That's the point of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Well, that's good. That's interesting.
I hope that helped Bitterman.
Well, I hope John Bitterman likes that answer.
Anyway,
he probably won't.
Informatively, it probably does, but he's still stuck with his Scott Pilgrim.
That is true. Yeah.
I'll let Bitterman know that we do, take Scott Pilgrim as trade.
Yes.
I think we can give 5 cents to the dollar on him. Yeah. So, but
that's just going to make him more enraged.
Yeah, good old Bitterman. All right, listen, we're going to go on to industry news. Do we have a sponsor for industry news?
I don't know. I'm going to have to shuffle through my papers. I found a mailbag.
Okay, you look for that, and we're going to continue on. So now, Walt, you're a fan of the Marvel movies.
Yes.
Which is your favorite Marvel movie?
First Superman.
You know, why you got to be like that? You know, clearly the very first Superman is not one of the Marvel movies.
What is the second
I'm going to ask you... Of the new Marvel movies, since Iron Man the first, What is your favorite one?
I say Iron Man the First.
Since Iron Man the First.
Iron Man the First. I have to say Iron Man the First.
Iron Man the First is your favorite one? Okay.
Yes.
Well, Shecky, what about you?
I was going to say, that's a very good call. I actually really like it.
That's not an answer.
He's agreeing with me.
I really enjoyed Avengers.
Okay.
I found it got a little animated slapsticky with the Hulk scenes, but it was still very amusing.
Okay.
But for, say for pure, you know, acting and everything that was involved around the story and everything, Iron Man, the first Iron Man might actually.
And what about you, young Buck?
I would say Avengers. I'd go with Avengers.
Avengers, okay.
Or one of the two Thor movies. I really enjoyed both of them.
You know, I didn't see the second one. I heard that the second one was great, though.
Second one's a great movie. I would have to say the Avengers for me.
Yeah.
But in along those lines, Marvel is continuing the storylines and continuing their want to make all these Marvel movies. And, of course, they want to do a Doctor Strange movie.
Who's he?
Doctor Strange is the master of mystical arts.
So he's like a magician.
Stephen Strange.
Does he do card tricks?
No, he does like real magic, not magic card tricks.
Yeah.
So like a shell game?
Yes. Yeah. Like a shell game.
Yeah.
But
you may end up
in another dimension if you play with him.
Yeah.
Oh boy, so you don't want to pick the wrong shell.
No, you do
he's
not.
Multi-dimensional.
Listen. Johnny Depp is being pursued to play the master of the mystery.
No, I hate it.
You know what? I do too. I'm sick of. I'm
He's
kind of
really? Play him like he played really? Flipping Edward Scissorhands. Johnny Toto. What's his
Johnny
name?
Johnny Toto.
What's his name?
That's
Toto.
No, I want to know who Johnny Toto is.
Oh, that's the Indian.
Okay. Hold on. Lone Ranger.
Tonto.
Right, sorry.
Hold on. So
Johnny
back
Toto.
Up just a little bit. So. Okay, Johnny Depp did a great amount of work starting in the 90s with Edward Scissorhands, which was, you know, the first acclaimed thing, right?
Yeah.
And he kept being a character actor. And then once he did the first Pirates movie, it seemed like that character stuck with him. And so it's like the half belligerent, half crazy, and like, you know, the really
basically,
dry delivery. And so Tonto was the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it's Keith Richards as an Indian.
Right, there you go. So you don't like it because you think he's going to bring that.
I hope not. That's what I'm saying.
I hope not. Now,
that's what I fear with the hell's his name? Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. Johnny Tonto.
Johnny Tonto. I fear that.
Yeah.
I don't want that stigma.
That's justifiable.
No. Doctor Strange is too cool.
Okay.
I say Tom Selleck.
Okay. Tom Selleck.
With or without.
Victor Newman.
With or without mustache.
It's got to be with mustache.
With or without 70s tennis shorts?
Well, it depends, right? I mean, if he goes back in time.
This is actually not the first Doctor Strange movie. There's actually a Doctor Strange movie before.
I do remember that,
70s,
yeah.
And there's a guy that looked a lot like Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek, I know. I get that.
So Tom Selleck is a shoo-in.
That's the default look, right?
Yeah. Just get Alex Trebek, really.
That's the default look, right?
Listen, so, now, originally, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was rumored to play the character, which I think he's too young. Did you see the latest Batman movie, the one with Bane in it?
Yes.
He's the kid that played Robin, right? The guy that...
Well,
Too young. Right? But then there's also saying... There was also initially the rumors that Viggo Mortensen may have been...
From Lord of the Rings.
He was the lead guy from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, they have the long hair.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not Gandalf.
He was the ranger.
The sword.
Yeah, the main guy,
the
sword. King.
Yeah. The good looking guy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, the guy with the sword. Be a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
Walt.
That's you know what? Let's not. I don't want this not. This could take forever if we do that.
Continue.
All right, listen. So anyways, Johnny Depp is
what's the guy
possibly,
got to do a coke around here? Come on.
Johnny Depp is rumored to have been he's trying to be swooned. He's trying to be looked after for the
swooned
movie. A lot of news about different TV shows and movies and things like that going on right now. David Goyer, who did a lot of writing for, he's involved in The Flash, the first Blade movie, and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
He is writing a John Constantine pilot for a TV series. Now, they did a John Constantine movie with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I remember that.
Not very well received because it was meant to be, you know, John Constantine is a blonde Brit. And he got a dark-haired American, right?
A surfer.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Matt.
Point
How's
blank.
Going?
Whoa.
Listen, here's the thing. Here's the thing about all those things. I think, what's the guy that plays Iron Man's name?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr., yeah. Thank you. I think he, and give me another, okay, hold on. I'm on a train of thought here that's developing as I speak.
Okay.
As I slurp.
As you slurp.
Seems troublesome.
So Johnny, not Johnny Depp, what's the guy I just said? Robert Downey
Jr. Robert Downey Jr., yeah.
He kind of has kind of taken over that role.
Yes.
You know, we often kidded before about how Arnold is,
right,
is Conan.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And now Robert Downey is Iron Man.
Yeah.
But Hulk wasn't. There's three guys that's played the Hulk. We all don't mind.
Right.
Now, as we're kind of casting, you know, Spider-Man, we've had different ones.
Yep.
Batman, we've had different
yep.
ones.
Superman.
As we're kind of casting these characters,
yep.
you know, like it's almost like a roll of the dice.
Totally.
Like all these guys, the Spider-Man guy and the new Batman guy, they're all nice guys, they're all good actors,
they're all good, whatever,
but they're not taking over their role.
Well, yeah.
They're not saying, you know, Christian, what's his name, Bale.
Yes.
He is not Batman. He's a good Batman.
He's a good Batman.
But he's not like Batman.
No.
It's not like he's Batman or nobody's Batman.
Right.
Whereas you could say that about Robert Downey Jr.
Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Wolverine. So these studios are in a dilemma. They got to pick Ant-Man now. They got to pick Doc Strange now.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they pick wrong, you know what spells? Reboot after reboot after reboot.
Yes, you're right.
If they hit it on the head and they grab the right guy, then it's like, whoa. You know me?
Well, but you know what? And they did change the casting. For example, in Iron Man 1, they had Terrence Howard be Rhodey, and then in Iron Man 2, they got Don Cheadle to be
Rhodey. Rhodes is not a character.
But I'm just saying, I think they're okay with changing it up if they need to.
Not the main guy, though.
Well,
the trick is when you get the main guy, like a Downey Jr. or like, what's the guy's name on Wolverine again?
But Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
But they even got, for the Hulk, they got, the first one had, or the second one, I don't want to talk about the first one, but the second Hulk movie had, what's his name? Edward Norton. And
Chris,
then the second one.
I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is, yes, the characters are strong enough that you can change the actors and make money, but you can hit the home run.
I agree.
Like, if a lesser Iron Man was Iron Man, it would have been okay. It would have been like a Thor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But Thor was still good.
No, it was good, but money-wise, it's Iron Man that made more money, wasn't it?
I don't know. Yeah. You probably, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
I think I'm onto something.
Okay, you know,
I think.
We're talking about Constantine. Do you know?
I'm sorry.
Did you even get off on anything? I'm sorry. Did you even? Do you
who's
know? We're talking
get off.
Who's
what?
Constantine?
Do you know what we're talking about here anymore?
Who's Constantine?
Sigh. John Constantine. That's what we were talking about. The Hellblazer character.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. What about him?
You know what? Forget it. I'm done. I'm done with that. Forget it. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Never got a dinner.
Brampton, Ontario.
Yeah.
Brampton, Ontario. Ever been there?
Many times.
All right. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hell of a town.
They're saying this was on Bleeding Cool, of all places.
Bleeding Cool. Good
Bleeding
website.
Bleeding Cool. Good website.
Almost as good as Comic Book Daily.
Nah, not quite. But anyways, they're saying that Brampton is quickly establishing itself as a hotbed for comic book culture, and they're saying now because they had a the nerdification of the city is what they're calling it for include the True Patriot exhibit at the world class Peel Art Gallery and Museum and Archives.
Peel,
and this has nightly appearances by Brampton's own very own. Caped Crusader.
Own now, very true, own.
True Patriot was a successfully crowdsourced graphic novel previously featured on Bleeding Cool, and now apparently they've gone through this and they've had a crowdsource funding for True Patriot, and now they're going to have a giant exhibit for this, and they're going to have all kinds of Canadian creators there, such as Tom Fowler and Jay Bone and Scott Chandler, Agnes Garabowska, Jay Stevens and Jay Torres, amongst others, a whole bunch of different people. And all of a sudden, they're getting a dinner. They're getting a dinner because they're putting on all these great shows and everything at the Brampton, what do we call it? Peel Art Gallery and Museum. But not only that, after visiting the exhibit, there's a chance to meet Brampton's own Dark Knight, a.k.a. the Brampton Batman. First to
Brampton Batman.
That's what apparently he came around in June 2013. Brampton has its own Dark Knight, and he has used nightly patrols and sightings around the city.
Nice.
He was walking around as Batman.
Huh. Wow. Listen,
so he should be locked up.
Listen, Brampton.
Yes.
You know, and here's the thing about Bleeding Cool. Great site, but they got it kind of, I won't say wrong, but they just didn't do enough coverage.
Oh, no?
You know, how about Hamilton? You know, how about Hamilton?
But what are you trying to say?
Well, I'm saying Brampton is doing awesome.
But does Hamilton have
for Brampton?
Okay, but does
Hamilton is the source of comic culture, the radio.
Okay,
show.
But okay, I agree.
Hey, hold on.
But hold
hey,
on.
We're pushing the envelope.
Yes.
Hamilton just had its first comic book con.
You're right. Yes.
Hamilton,
you're right.
Through guys like Ivan Kochmarek, who was a Hamiltonian, are driving the Canadian heritage comic scene.
You know, you're very bitter. I think you should contact John Bitterman.
Saying, hey, Bleeding
you're
Cool.
You're very bitter.
What's the guy's name on Bleeding Cool?
Rich Johnson.
Hey, Rich. How about Hamilton, pal? Like, we got some good stuff going on here,
enough.
Too.
Okay, fair enough. I'm
Brampton,
saying.
Yeah. Awesome. Good for Brampton. And there should be more Bramptons and more Hamiltons. It's not just... What I'm saying is...
What are you saying?
Do you want to hear what I'm saying?
Not really, but go
I'm
ahead.
I'm going to tell you what I'm saying.
Okay. As much tell him.
Wherever you look, whatever rock you turn over...
it's becoming very prophetic.
You're going to find... things like this in Canada.
Right.
Every community is pushing the envelope. Every community is doing good things for the greater good of pop culture and comics.
I agree with
what you're saying. So, focus on Brampton, but don't, you know, please don't tell me that Brampton is the only place anything's happening.
Okay, I agree with what you're saying.
No, he's incredibly right. Remember when I did my Night of the Living Dead production in Toronto?
Did you do it in Brampton?
It was all about Brampton.
No, but I saw some lady at the street corner who consistently was wearing some sort of Batman mask all the time. She was asking me for loose change.
So you're saying that Batman is in Toronto and Brampton?
And a female.
Yeah.
And only wearing the cowl.
Listen. Okay. Only wearing, and she had no clothes on except for a cowl.
No, she had street clothes, but she had the cowl.
I can personally tell you guys, I don't know when it was, a couple months ago, I don't remember the exact date, but I had a bunch of kids coming knocking on my door dressed as Batman asking for candy.
Was that like around the end of October? The end of October.
Probably. I don't remember.
Yeah,
a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it happens.
Oh boy, this is completely derailed, and the only thing that we need to do here is we need to just...
Is it Krantz?
It's... No, we're not doing... We did a Krantz, you missed the Krantz, you went to the bathroom or something, we're not doing Krantz again. We have to get things a little bit more serious, a little more logical, so here is a little bit of... No, a little bit of the old John Pertwee from I Am the Doctor. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
That is not the doctor at all. Hold on a second.
Oh, Chris.
Hold on. Here we go.
That's that mood music you had on last night.
Yeah, I know.
I cross the void beyond the mind. The empty space that circles time. I see where others stumble blind to seek a truth they never find. Eternal wisdom is my guide. I am the Doctor. Through cosmic waste the TARDIS flies to taste the secret source of life. A present science can't deny exists within, outside, behind the latitude of human mind. I am the Doctor. My voyage dissects the course of time. Who knows, you say, but I'm right.
I am the Doctor.
You like that? I am the Doctor.
Chris, I would have preferred your mood music that we started with.
Yeah, is that your wife's CD on there, Chris?
Why is it every time I visit you, Chris, you have that other song on that we were listening to?
Oh, goodness. All right. Listen. We got to get rein things back in here. Still talking about Marvel movies, which is funny because this, technically, Hank, there's an Ant-Man movie coming out. And the Ant-Man movie wasn't meant to be part of the Marvel roster of movies kind of thing, because it was an independently made movie by, Edgar Wright. But all of a sudden now, Marvel seems to be heavily involved in it, and there seems to be some more connections involved with this than there previously was. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Paul Rudd was cast as playing Scott Lang.
See, I don't know who Paul Rudd is.
I think that was... Okay, well, ignore his ignorance. But I think we that was the last bit of info that we had right before we took our 3-week hiatus,
right,
which
so,
you know, the listeners remember. We did.
I don't know if you will know a movie that Paul Rudd's in.
I don't know who Paul Rudd is.
You would not. He was in 40-Year-Old Virgin, was like, I think, the first time when all that group. He's
guy,
part of
the
all
guy,
the group.
The
not the main
Rogan
guy,
and
no.
Jonah Hill
guy.
And all them. They're all part of that same sort of like new comedy wave family, right?
Mm-hmm.
The new Judd Apatow sort
of
film
he's
comedy,
a. No? Anyways, listen, I don't want to go on.
Paul Rudd.
Anyways,
yeah.
But more importantly now, Michael Douglas, famed, you know, Academy Award winner
Michael Douglas. Stephen Gecko.
Romancing the Stone.
Gordon Gecko. Yeah.
Okay.
Gordon Gecko.
I got that wrong from the get-go.
Yeah, you did.
Oh!
Anyways. Buck, that's where you play the drum kit.
He has been cast as Hank Pym in the new Ant-Man movies. So,
wow.
Now, of course, for those of you who are not aware, Hank Pym is the original Ant-Man from Tales to Astonish number 27. So he has been cast as Hank Pym because he's meant to be an older version
of
Chris, the character. Yes.
Man in the Anthill, Tales to Astonish number 27. Here's something for our listeners to absorb or digest.
Okay.
I don't know if we can call Tales to Astonish number 27 a true superhero comic. And it's funny the way I say this. Fantastic Four number one came out.
Is it because of the way you say it or because of the way you say it?
Please. Fantastic Four number 27 came out in November of 61. And that kind of revolutionized comic. That was the first wave. Tales to Science number 27 came out a month later in that sci-fi anthology series, fantasy anthology series called Tales to Astonish.
Right.
Which was monsters and weird stuff and science and stuff like that. Ant-Man was a scientist that shrunk down and was attacked by ants.
Right.
Like Hank Pym.
Yes.
Right. It was the success of the Fantastic Four and Marvel's realization that, hey, we've hit something with Fantastic Four.
Right.
It took months to realize this. You got to realize this.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that was based on the way that the publishing industry worked back then. Because you would publish a book, and then the sales figures wouldn't come back till like 3 months later.
But my point is this. They realized then, hey, we're onto a good thing. And then they kind of looked at their portfolio, whatever they had on their things, and they realized they did this kind of scientist in an anthill story, like a sci-fi story.
Right.
And in Tales to Astonish number something, and I'm going to ask you what, they reintroduced Hank Pym, Ant-Man, as a costumed hero.
Right.
So my question to you is, what issue of Tales to Astonish?
36.
39.
Number 35. So 6 months later. Number 35. So now, Tales to Astonish number 27 is worth way more than Tales to Astonish number 35.
Sure.
My question is, should it be like a rhetorical question?
Right. Yeah. You know what? That is a question that only the ages will answer.
For the ages.
Only the ages.
Listen, we got way too much. Yeah. I would love to talk
too
about
much to
that.
Keep talking
too
about.
Much,
oh,
too much
sorry.
Talk about.
Sorry, I was talking about comic books.
Roll along.
I apologize.
Yeah. No.
Discussing whether the minutia, whether or not a particular comic from the 1930s is valued.
1930s?
Sorry, 1950s is
somewhere
60s
there.
Is valued more.
You'll get
than
it right eventually.
Another one.
Just keep hitting another decade.
Anyways, Shecky has something to say.
I'm going to switch things up. I'm going to go into my couple topics now.
Why
know?
Not? You know what?
We're all
taking
life.
Up half
hey,
the
how
show
come
anyways.
I don't get topics?
Very minute, sort of small topics. Okay, so we were on a break, a hiatus for a few weeks there.
We were.
The holidays and everything. You know, hopefully whoever's listening appreciates the fact that now we're filling your lives. Anyway, so I got a couple film... I don't even know what's going on.
Go ahead.
I got a couple film updates, okay? And
film updates.
These weren't like from 3 weeks ago. These are actually very new.
Okay.
So having you know, an affection for comic books and everything, you go to your comic book store, they carry Magic the Gathering cards.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So Magic the Gathering, the most popular card game and collectible and playing, you know, trading card game in the world.
Yeah.
Played all over the world, digitally, everything like that.
Yeah.
It is actually finally being turned into a film.
Craziness.
So Hasbro bought Magic the Gathering in 1999,
right.
I believe, off of Wizards of the Coast. They've been producing through Wizards of the Coast. Wizards of the Coast is like a card game, board
game.
Manufacturer. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're the guys who came up with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they're printing through them,
right.
But they bought the game off them.
Right.
And so Hasbro came up with the formula where over the next, I think it was, and this is like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, they decided films, big budget films after pop culture, all the comic book heroes, are the wave of the future for making money as a corporation with licensing rights. So we're going to make, you know, 5 major motion pictures over the next 10 years of our properties. Everyone remembers Battleship.
Yeah.
They probably shouldn't because
probably
it was
not.
A big financial flop
and
terrible film. Anyway, moving ahead, everyone was screaming out, make Magic the Gathering. And there's even, like, there were fake posters from the late 90s with, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Carrey being portrayed as different characters.
Sounds terrible.
It's finally happening, though, and that's all I have to say. So this is actually massive, massive nerd news.
Right.
Marty, you were a Magic player.
Oh, a guru.
Okay, listen. Now,
guru.
Magic came out in what they're called blocks.
Yes.
And
every 3 sets was a block.
Yeah, and which was every year.
And it's every story.
Yeah, which is every year. So there's stories. So how do you, like, do you make a movie of a block? Alliances?
I think so.
That kind of stuff?
So
Hold on. If you make a movie out of every block, isn't that like 27 movies or something?
Yeah. They already committed, though. They want, here's the big thing. They want to make Magic the Gathering what Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter was. They're already committing to like a 6 or 7 film arc.
Wow.
To begin
Love
with.
Love it.
Because Magic the Gathering, there's a new set every three months.
Yeah, every year. Well, it's a block
every year.
Yeah,
there's
it's a block.
Well, they do 4 sets a year. One is irrelevant from the other 3.
Right.
But those 3 are its own story block.
That's right.
And they've done, it's and over 20 years
books,
old now.
Right?
It's over 20 years old. Who knows when they're going to start?
When the block comes out, they actually make books.
Yes, and they make novels. And they are very good fantasy novels. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so who knows where they're going to start? That's up for debate right now. They didn't release anything other than they're going to do it. And it's going to be a very ongoing project.
Wow. Interesting.
Arabian Nights.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Fact number 2.
Okay.
Film info number 2.
All
this
right,
is
I like
massive
it.
News.
Hurry up. We don't have
Whoever
much
listened to this fact was waiting around for the good stuff.
Okay.
Star Wars, the next film, episode 7.
Yes.
Did we all hear the new news and updates?
Possibly.
Because you should have. So this was, okay, remember when I went to my audition?
Yes.
Or whatever, in Troy, Michigan? So it was, they're looking for young kids, whatever, maybe the kids of Leia, kids of Han, whatever. They have now just announced, J.J. Abrams and co., they have rewritten the script, and episode 7...
And you're going to be in it.
No.
Oh.
I wish. Let's lobby. No, episode 7 will now not feature the kids or the offspring or random others.
Yes.
It is actually going to feature, as stars, your Harrison Ford, you know, Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill. They are going to be the leads of this next film, and then episode 8 will take over with their kids.
Yes, so initially, so Michael Arndt was the original writer and sort of the creative process around the issue number, episode number 7.
Yep.
And initially, he decided that he wanted to have Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford be in the movie, but they wanted to be sort of they wanted the movie to center around like their kids, their offspring, and all the new kind of crowd, and they would be backstory characters.
Right.
And what J.J. Abrams has now gone and done, he said, you know what, we're going to have Episode 7 revolve around the original 3 cast, and it's going to lead more into Episode 8.
So it's a better bridge from that, because it's been so long.
Yeah.
So let's start with the basics. Let's start with these people love and are endeared, and then into the next one we can go into that.
Yeah.
So,
all right, here's my invitation of Carrie Fisher getting the phone call. Oh, thank God. Oh my God. If I had to do another flipping Comic Con with those flipping geeks coming in wanting me to wear that flipping bikini.
I don't think she has as big of a slur, but anyway.
I don't think she's worn that bikini for a while.
Chris, stop it. Okay, don't ruin it for me.
I'm just
Chris,
saying.
Don't
just ruin saying.
It
who
for
knows
me.
What she does for money, Chris?
That is a great point. All right,
rolling on.
Okay. We had a lot more other stuff to talk about, but we're running out of news. So,
we're running out of news, Chris. We got a lot to talk about, Marty, but we're running out of news.
You just, you know what? You're, I don't like
Chris,
your attitude.
Don't mind
tonight.
Him. Don't mind
like
him,
your
Chris.
Tonight.
Don't mind
no.
him.
No. All right, you know what? You know, you think you're so smart? You think you're so smart?
No,
here we go. Here
no,
we go. Newsarama had a 10 Marvel characters not yet in a movie that should be in a movie.
Ooh,
10
are
Marvel
they superheroes? Heroes or villains?
That's right.
Never got a
day. Yeah, both.
Oh, both. Heroes
popular,
and villains.
Popular characters that should be in a movie that are currently not in a movie.
Never from Marvel.
And I never got to one from Marvel. And I know, you know what? I'm just going to say, I want Slurpy Jones over here. He's been giving me the gears all night tonight.
Oh, but I want to guess one.
You can guess too as well, but I want him to guess first.
All right.
Name me one character that is even on this list. One character.
One character that's on that list.
It's on this
top
list.
10 characters
top
that 10 never got
heroes and villains.
The movies, the characters that are Marvel characters that are not yet in a movie that should be.
MODOK.
Not even close.
Okay. Kojak.
Kojak. Kojak, the bald-headed detective from TV sitcom drama type thing.
TJ Hooker.
TJ Hooker.
You know what? No. Let me go back. No. Why don't we go
when
with...
When do I get a dinner? When do I get a guest?
2 seconds.
Okay, hold on. Who's the guy?
So he's not going to tell you an answer. He's going to tell you a question.
Yeah, he's going to ask me a question, and then I'm going to answer for him.
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. You know what?
Iron Butterfly.
You're half right. You're half right.
Something Fist?
Oh, my goodness. You know, did you call yourself a comic book?
Iron fan? Maiden.
Iron Fist?
Yeah.
And who's the other half
oh,
Iron Fist?
Oh, right. Kung Fu Jones.
Kung Fu Jones. That's,
what the hell is his name? Power Man. Power Man and Iron Fist.
Luke Cage, yes.
Luke Cage
Luke
and
Cage,
Iron Fist.
Yes. Right. They're okay. on the list. They're number five on the list.
Oh,
right, number six. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Costa. What's the guy's name? The guy, the silver guy, like the moon. Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. No, he's not on here.
What the hell?
Yeah,
that list
you know
is bogus.
I'm guessing. Okay. I already know the young popular vote.
Okay, who are you going with?
Carnage.
Carnage is not on here.
Oh, how is he not on here? Every kid in the world gets wet dreams over Carnage.
Okay, you know what? Young Buck, you can have a guess.
She-Hulk?
She-Hulk is on here, yes. Very good.
Come on.
She-Hulk is number four.
Come on.
Sorry, number seven.
Not easy being green.
Sorry, your guess? Next guess? We're going to go around the table here.
She-Hulk. Dazzler.
No, you're wrong. Not even close. You know what? If you're not going to play the game seriously, don't even bother playing.
Dazzler. Why not Dazzler? Disco movie. John Travolta could star.
Okay.
With,
I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay, I'm guessing one.
Okay, go ahead.
Kingpin.
Bo Derek.
Kingpin's been in a movie, but thanks for coming out.
He has?
Yeah. He was in the Daredevil movie.
Oh, well, hey, can you blame me for not seeing it?
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, well, I'm going to give you a hint here. We've talked about this character. He actually hasn't been in a movie yet, but we did talk about him tonight.
Tonight.
Yes, today. We talked about him at length today.
Rumpelstiltskin?
I hate you.
I know who it is. I know.
Ant-Man.
Can I guess?
Ant-Man.
Can I guess?
Hawkeye.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Hawkman.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well,
wait a minute.
Aren't like Luke Cage and Power Man and Doctor Strange all going to be in the Netflix series?
They have not. There are they currently in a movie? No, they're not currently in any movie. This is the question.
Right now,
I'm gonna
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I don't know what I want to ask.
Okay, so I'm gonna go through the characters here.
Okay.
Now the first one. I don't actually like the first one because the first one has actually been in the movie, but he's not been in the movie. The first one is Galactus.
Galactus. Ooh. Well, you see, here's the thing. Flippin' Fox has Galactus.
Okay, so Galactus was in the second Fantastic Four movie, but not in the second Fantastic
Four. Still, Fox has Galactus.
Yes, okay. I'm just saying. We're not talking about who owns what.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about whether or not they've been in the movies. You know, I want you to play along the game here.
Okay,
right?
I'm sorry.
Instead of pointing out my flaws like you love to do.
We love it.
Nova is number two. Who cares?
Yeah.
For me, who cares?
Nova. All he is an intergalactic policeman.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. All right. Wasp?
Wasp.
Wasp has not been in the movie yet.
Right.
And,
so does that mean Ant-Man's on there, too?
No, surprisingly, no. But She-Hulk is on it. Luke Cage and Iron Fist. Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel. Oh, right.
No.
Ms. Marvel's not on here. Not yet. Cable.
Cable.
Cable has not been
Cable
in a movie
guy.
Yet. Cable guy has not been
Jim
in a movie.
Carrey with a lisp.
Namor.
Namor.
Namor is
that's
not
a submariner,
yet.
Right? Submariner?
Yeah, you couldn't get a deader character than Namor.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Nobody
dead.
Cares.
Hey, that guy dead in the water.
He's worse than Aquaman.
He's floating upside down.
Black Panther.
Hey, who'd win?
Didn't we just? No, we did Black Dynamite.
Black Dynamite. Yeah, not even close to. Black
Are they the same?
No.
Namor or Aquaman. Who'd win?
Namor.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
He's got the wings on his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, Doctor Strange. But anyways, those are the top 10. Listen, how are we do for time? We probably have to.
We're done.
Here. Oh, okay, we're done. Listen, we do appreciate you listening to our rantings and ravings about comic books every week. I don't know.
Certainly not our intelligent speaks.
No, really not. Listen, we do appreciate it, though. Listen, for more, if you wish to listen to it again, you can go to our podcast on comicbookdaily.com.
Getpointradio.com.
Getpointradio.com. And listen, thank you for listening. Walt, do you have something to say?
Go out and support your local comic book shop.
Retailers, and have yourself a great day. Bye.